Okay, we're back to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP. I'm John Ryan, and my co-host today is Janet Entine. And currently, we're having a conversation with the Town of North Hempstead Receiver of Taxes, Charlie Berman, in reference to the time left to grieve your taxes. And Janet, you had a question when we were going to break.
Yes, I did. Charlie, if I want to come to the last session that you're holding, which is February 24th at the Shelter Rock Library at 7 p.m., should I bring any documents with me? Is it helpful?
Yes. The first thing that you really should get a hold of is the county sends out every year after they set their new assessment roll, they send out a notice of tentative assessment. So everybody should have gotten it in the mail by the end of January. It'll say notice of tentative assessment on the top, and it'll say 2016-2017. You want to bring that because that will indicate what your current market value is. That would be the number that you're filing the grievance for. So in order to start this grievance application, you really need to know what is the market value that the county assigned to my property. It's on that notice that they mailed out. There are other ways to find the information if you didn't get it or you misplaced it, but if you have it, you should bring that. You also should have some idea of what you estimate the market value of your home should be, and it has to be a lower number than the county assigned to your property in order to file a grievance. One way to do that would be if you know how to use the Assessment Review Commission's website. There's a sales locator application on there, and you could actually look for sales. So if you find sales in your neighborhood of homes that are similar to yours but sold for much lower than your home's valued for, then that's a great way to estimate your value. Also, if you can do some research on the Nassau County website and look and see what other homes in your neighborhood are assessed for, and if they're much lower than yours, which at this point they probably will be if they've been grieving every year, that's also a good way to estimate a lower value. So you need to know what the value is the county assigned to your property, and you need to have some idea of what you estimate a lower market value to be. And lastly, you need to find your property record card because that's the inventory on your property. That's the basis. That was the basis for your market value.
That?
It's called the property record card. That's also on the Nassau County Department of Assessment website.
Okay.
Which was, that website's been out a long time. It's www.mynassauproperty.com. However, the county's outsourced the maintenance and control of that site to a vendor a couple of weeks ago, and they've changed the website. There's a lot of changes. So we show people how to navigate the new version of MyNassauProperty.com. That's also important. But if there's a way for somebody to get a hold of their property record card, either if they know how to do it online, if they don't, they could call Assessment, Department of Assessment, and ask for a copy of it. But if they could bring that with them, there's a section on the grievance application relative to that information. So that would be helpful too. If you don't have any of this information, we're going to show you how to get it.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm sitting here saying, oh.
Yes,
right. No, we don't want to deter anybody from coming or deter anybody from thinking that they could do this or this is a hard, complicated process. This just puts you ahead of the game. If you don't have any information whatsoever, we could still show you how to do this.
Okay, and this is the same as paying your taxes. March 1st is the deadline. So something delivered to the county, the 2nd, the 3rd, or 4th, it's a whole year.
Correct.
We got to wait.
This year, it's actually March 2nd because that's the first day of business in 2015.
Oh, okay.
Normally, it's March 1st. But yes, if you're going to mail it in the end, number one, if you're mailing it in, you have to do it with tracking because you're never going to get a receipt from the county that you mailed in your grievance. So you have to do it with tracking or term receipt requested. If you're walking it in, you'll get a stamped receipt. But if you're mailing it and you wait till the end, it is like taxes. You should go into the post office and get a date stamp on your envelope because if it's after March 2nd, they disqualify it.
Wow, okay, that's important.
Good point.
And the workshop is because a lot of people, and I am listening to Charlie, and even though it does sound confusing, it seems like you guys have a really have it down to a science.
Yeah.
And so therefore, if you show up for the workshop.
I belong to an organization, and we have sponsored Charlie.
Oh, okay.
Doing
okay.
this kind of program. And the people who brought in the papers and those who didn't were inordinately appreciative and learned a great deal and went on really to recoup some money. So it's very, very effective and a very wonderful program.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you. You know, we know that the whole system, the assessment system, is very confusing, and how those assessments affect tax bills and tax amounts. You know, and why things change so radically every year. So, you know, we try to shed a lot of light on the whole system, and we try to not only make it understandable but make it doable for people who want to do this themselves and avoid, you know, great fees by hiring a consultant or a representative.
Right. Well, that's a shame because, I mean, if you do wind up going out to hire somebody and you do it each year with a person, and I'm not taking business from anybody, your benefits get greatly reduced, obviously.
Right. Normally, you have to share half of what, you know, you've recouped with your representative. You know, some of them have come down. Normally, they used to charge 50%. Some of them have come down. But it's still, a large portion of the savings.
Right, right. Well, that's a credit to you because you go back, I don't know when this grievance started, maybe 10 years ago?
Well, yeah, the new assessment system actually was put into place in 2003, 2004.
Okay.
And coincidentally, I was the receiver of taxes at that point mm-hmm. in time when those tax bills went out with the new assessment system. And needless to say, there was a tremendous amount of chaos and confusion, you know, and we were just learning as in real time. Now we have a lot of history.
Right.
And
back then you had to hire somebody because you didn't understand it and you didn't have people like Charlie
right, exactly.
guiding you.
Exactly.
Because you look at forms. I do it. I look at forms. It's like, I don't. So you
it's
put it aside.
It, right?
And next thing
it's
you know, it's March 5th.
Right.
And it's like, okay, it's too late. I have to wait till next year. But when you have somebody who's willing to help and take you through the process.
And Charlie brings, when he comes, a staff of people that are all phenomenal.
Yeah, thank you.
And
they
very
are.
Very well-versed. So if you attend this session at Shelter Rock Library, you will learn a great deal.
Yeah, and it's important. It's the town that's best because if we can, we try to help the residents.
Absolutely. Right.
And that's what Charlie's doing. But it really is. And that's, again, we're going to keep repeating it for the next couple of weeks. So it's the last one. February 24th, 7 o'clock at the Shelter Rock Public Library.
Right.
And there's no, I mean, again, you could do it at home, I'm sure, which is the point. But do it right. Learn about it. You know, and come up with an understanding of what you're trying to do, and don't be the last person on the block. You know, that's the main thing.
Correct. Yeah, when you see how to do it, it's not only how to do it, but I explain what's going on now in the assessment system. And when you see what's going on, you know, you're going to realize that, you know, you have to do it in order to, number one, preserve your rights for future and to for an appeal, or if there's been any grievous error regarding your property in the inventory, the county, you know, is reluctant to change anything unless you file the grievance. But, you know, number two, more importantly, this assessment system is very dynamic. It's very volatile. It's very fluid. It changes every single year because of all these reductions that are happening now. There's 165,000 grievances that were filed last year during the grievance period. This year, most likely, it'll be more. So you can safely assume that if you're not doing it, taxes are going to go up.
160. Oh, that's right. 65,000 residents is the business to grieve.
Yeah. Well, the 65,000 residential properties in North Hempstead. In Nassau County,
with
the Nassau County Assessment Review Commission, there were 165,000 grievances.
Oh, okay. I was curious where the number changed. Okay.
But it, you know, it does have a great impact on your taxes and your tax bill.
And by being rejected, though, doesn't mean it's over. There's an appeal. Of, okay, I didn't realize that. I thought whatever they say is it, and you
not
wait till next year.
Not only that, but, you know, if you get rejected, the county may subsequently reach out to you that now they're sending a form out asking you if you want to have a settlement conference with them. This is before the appeal. The formal appeal process. they'll send you a form and you should respond yes. And then you may get a call. I spoke to a guy yesterday who filled out one of these forms after he was denied last year. And then they called him up and offered him 5% reduction, which he took after he was denied and before he filed an appeal. So they've inserted like a middle step between the initial grievance with the Assessment Review Commission and the formal appeal, which is called the Small Claims Assessment Review, which actually do it in the New York State Supreme Court.
But at that point, you need an attorney. If you're going that far up the ladder,
at that point,
speak.
It's complicated. And unless you're, you know, an expert in this or have some expertise in law or real estate, probably will do better if you have a representative.
Right. Now, at that point, it makes sense. But what we're talking about is for the homeowner not to be left behind.
And we're talking about, I'm talking about the initial application. You know, it's just filing a form. And basically, if you hire somebody to do it for you, they're basically filing the same form. As long as you understand the system and understand what to do in each of the relevant parts, you know, your filing will be have the same effect as somebody else filing the form for you.
Right, and that's it. And I didn't realize, I thought you'd just go to make a presentation, but Janet made it clear that you bring your staff.
Right.
So questions will be answered. People will be shown what goes
people
where.
People are literally tutored on a one-to-one basis, you know, at the end of Charlie's presentation.
As much as possible.
Right. No, I mean.
Right. We had 150 people at the Hillside Library.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
One-on-one and, got it out the window there.
But when I saw it, it was just a
but we are,
people.
You know, I mean, if anybody has questions afterwards, we show them how to contact the Assessment Review Commission. But people have been following up with us either by email or coming in or calling us. And, you know, we support them in whatever they need.
You know what it is, too, which is so nice with the town? If people feel there's a helping hand there, it even eases the tension, so they'll pay attention to the form a little bit. Like if you're nervous about doing something, it's difficult. But if you feel I can make a phone call, let me attack this because I know there's somebody behind me, and they know they can call Charlie's office. It's tremendous.
Well, this is government for the people in Technicolor 3D. I mean,
right.
It's really wonderful.
It's 100% true that the important thing is grieve your taxes. What Charlie is basically saying. And he's doing a lot of work around the town to get the word out to everybody. Grieve your taxes. The last seminar is going to be February 24th, and we'll be talking about that for the next couple of weeks. Right now, I want to thank Charlie so much because anybody listening, if you're not doing it, if you're not grieving your taxes, you're just it's a disservice to your own self and your family.
Correct.
And Charlie, I want to thank you so much for coming here today. Weather's a little bit better than last week, but it's still cold out there. You've been listening to Project Independence on You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.